Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, let me go back to accents in Ireland. And do we discriminate against people with different accents? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Peter.
How are you doing, bud?
All right, starty, Peter. You're going down to the bleeding shop to pick up some gear, man.
I'm just going to eat a bit of toast first and have a cup of tea.
I'm going to smoke a spliff and get the munchies, man. Do you ever go up to the late night garage at 1 o'clock in the morning? There's always some clown in front of you. Two pack of the Monster Munch and a pack of the Rizzler and a bottle of Lilt. Lilt. I haven't heard Lilt in
years. I need to get something to eat, yeah.
Peter, do you think people discriminate against people's accents?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I've been victim of it when I had a bad accent myself through the drugs. You know, people know drug addicts because of the sound of their voices.
Yeah, because they talk real slow.
Yeah.
Is that to do with people taking cocaine and busting their nose? No.
No, a heroin addict is drowsy, and it's just, I don't know whether it's the tinfoil you smoke the heroin on or what it is, but it's just your brain slows down, your voice slurs, you know.
Yeah.
You know, cocaine, on the other hand, is you're more talking faster than.
And people get nasally. They talk a bit like that sometimes. That's because they're what do they call that piece between the centre of your two nostrils? What is the name? No, what? Septum. Is that what it's called? Thanks, Ashley. Your septum, yeah. That breaks down.
Yeah, but they'd be talking 100 miles an hour while they're doing it.
Yeah. Okay, and when you say discriminate, so like if you went for a job and I went for a job and we had equal qualifications, but because maybe you have a little bit more of a Dublin accent than me, do you think I would have a better chance of getting it?
Well, I can put on a nice posh voice now, Niall, you know.
Can you?
So, yeah, I would. I still believe the stuff like that goes on, especially with the travelling community and with the different races of people that's now in the country, that there's a stigma attached towards them. The travelling community, like, you know, they get a lot of slack and abuse, and a lot, there's bad in everyone. And so I don't think somebody's accent determines their character or the type of person that they are.
Does it not? Because I can be very, and I'm not going to deny it, I can be very judgmental. I'm a bit of a snob by times, and the girls call me a snob by times, right? And I can be very judgmental until I know somebody. But I'm a kind of, you know, I judge the book by the cover quite a lot. And, you know, I don't believe there's anything too much wrong. I know it's kind of racial profiling in some sense. But, you know, when we look at people who do bad things, I'm not saying all of the time, but a lot of the time, they seem to have a very uneducated accent.
So my accent now is wrong.
But no, Peter, I know you, one of my favourite people on the radio. So what I'm saying is I actually like you because I know you. So I'm never going to judge you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
We had a rang in the radio station years ago when you were talking about drugs.
Don't take me drugs away. Did you ever see that video? Yeah, man on the bus. I saw him. I'm sure it was him. I saw him the other day walking up Sheriff Street with his guitar on his back. Don't take me drugs away. So I
Sheriff Street.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, like, I think sometimes it's like if I'm walking down the road, right, and I don't want to get beaten up, and there's three guys on one side, and you know they have the kind of little spiky fringes, and they're, you know, they're kind of dressed in a certain way, or they look like something from that crappy program on television. What's it called again? The one in Cork. What's it with the scut cut, Selena? What, The Young Offenders, right? So they're dressed like them and they look like them, right? Two toe rags, right? And I see them, and on the other side of the street, I see two blokes in suits. So I have a choice. Yeah. I don't want to get beaten up. I'm going to walk onto one side of the street. So I'll immediately go to the side of the suits. Now, it could be wrong. The guys in the suits could rob me wallet as quickly.
If the lads in the suits are politicians, are
dead wrong. Yeah. So they just kill you in a different way. You know, they'll just sell you something that you shouldn't have bought. But, you know, I would be thinking to myself, I'm more likely to be beaten up by the two tow rags. Now, again, that's you're judging people. And, you know, you can judge people with the same with the guy at the on one side of the street goes, oh, I don't know, he's 30, man. And the guy on this side goes, all right, boy. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm judging people by their accents. But am I not right to do that in some sense?
In some sense, you are, because even though it's wrong to judge, you are, in a way, profiling people because of what you know about the accent and what you know about the person. And it's very, like, whether people realise it or not, this country is very, what would you say? I'll go on a limb to say very racial in a way.
Okay, so we're very judgmental. We judge people constantly.
Yeah,
and discriminate.
Travelling community, foreign people, Nigerians. These are just some of the ones that I have found that people have problems with. They think all Nigerians are scammers. They think all travellers will take the eyes out of the back of your head. They think all Romanians are robbing the jobs on the site and they're drinking. And there's certain stigmas attached to people. And it's wrong, like, to be judging. Every traveller is not a bad traveller. Every Nigerian is not a scammer. And every...
Yeah, but those judgments have an origin. And I completely agree with you. Every Romanian is not a bad person. Every traveller is not a bad person. A lot of good travellers. And every Nigerian is not a scam artist. But when you look at, say, where these judgments originate from. For example, Nigeria has been known before as the fraud capital of the world. Okay, so a lot of these, you know, these letters and emails that you get are done from internet cafes in Nigeria and places. So that's probably the origins of that particular idea. That doesn't mean that everybody in Nigeria is a fraudster. The travelling community have a very high percentage of members of the travelling community in jail. And and we've seen the behaviour of some travellers, a high percentage of travellers per head of population versus the settled community over the years. And that, again, is where that, I suppose, judgmental, that judgment comes from. It doesn't mean it's right. And the Romanian part, or well, not Romanian, but Romas, you know, again, Roma gypsies do have a high rate of criminality. And so much so that in France, you know, they obviously took to removing them all from the country at one stage. So, and again, that was a racist thing to do because you're judging everybody with the same, you know, the same book, but you're the same cover, should I say. But it'd say that they do have, all those feelings that people have do have origins.
Yeah, and that's it exactly. Until you've probably spent time with people of that origin and seen the different sides of them, you'll always have that idea that they're all the same, you know. Like, until you spend time with a traveller and realise that not a lot of them stay in school because it's hard for them and the girls are at home cleaning the house and they have a total different traditions than us.
Culture, yeah. They're culturally different.
And then when you see the culture that they're in and then you come to know some of them and you know that they're not all the same. The same way as if you get to know someone from Nigeria and they're not all scammers. But yeah, until you have an experience with somebody, you will be judgmental of them because you don't know them and you have this thing in the back of your mind that's telling you that this is the way they are. Because he talks like swear, he's from town or he's from here, there or anywhere he's going to rob the eyes out of your head. You know, you will always have them perceptions about people, but until you actually go through, well, because of what I went through, I was able to not be a sort of judgmental on people because you have to place yourself in their shoes. But when you come just on face to face, like if I helped someone out at a time a few years ago and they were trying to rent out the house. And as you said, that man said a few minutes ago about people calling. As soon as somebody from Nigeria or an African accent called, the house wasn't available. As soon as a foreigner called, the house wasn't available. But as soon as somebody with a proper accent rang that said, I'd like to settle, I'd like the house, it's for my family, I have a good job. And they're the ones you wanted the house to go to. And a lot of landlords out there today are like that because they want their houses looked after, and they're judging people by their accents on phone calls.
In other words, if they have a Schwer accent, they must be on the welfare.
Exactly, and yeah. So you're not allowed to refuse people now with rent allowance, but you know straight away from a phone call you're able to tell, unless...
But you could, mind you could be wrong, but a lot of the time you might be right. So what does that say to you if these people are telling or can tell over the phone that somebody might be on a welfare payment?
That this country is very... Not everybody, but it's like we hold... A lot of people hold a lot of stuff against the foreigners robbing jobs. I remember helping a young fellow out from the country, and I'll never forget it. He was telling me, look, I can't stand foreigners. They're not only robbing the jobs, but now they're robbing the women. I can't get a woman in the country. You know what I mean? And so it's this country is...
They'll take our jobs, they'll take our women, but they'll never take our freedom.
Yeah.
Braveheart. Somebody, by the way, texts in and says, I used to adapt my accent to my advantage so I could gain more sales. So if I was in Cork, then whatever area of Cork, I would speak like it and my sales would go through the roof. It was automatic for me to change accordingly and I did it instinctively. Same when I moved to the UK when I was younger. Yeah, and I think I have to say, I would completely agree because I, you know, if I'm dealing with somebody who is, you know, I'm not me, don't mean on the radio, but who is... you know, doesn't have the same accent as me, I might slightly tone down the accent to be on the same level. I remember I used to be a reporter on a radio station years ago when I started out first, and they'd send me into all sorts of mad areas to do mad stuff. I got beaten up one night and everything over in Tala. Yeah, live on the air. It was great radio. But anyway, I was thanks to the Garda Síochána, I'd have been killed. But I always remember when I was sent out to say, do a report on young fellas joyriding. And I would go on and go, all right, lads, what's the story? You're doing a bit of joyriding tonight. Yeah, you know, can you tell, do you want to give us a bit of an interview on the radio? And so you'd kind of, instead of saying, all right, chaps, anybody stealing cars tonight? Yeah, because they'd just think you were a dick if you went over and said that, you know, and they'd beat you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Helena said they think I'm a dick anyway. Yeah.
Yes.
They'd beat me up anyway. But actually, stay there for a second. Anyway, stay there, please, Peter. Let me go to Monica. I'll deal with Lena later. Monica, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Monica?
I'm not so bad now that I've heard you. Oh. I thought that man was after taking Bursley or something. He wouldn't stop.
I know, Peter. Yeah, he does talk a lot, in fairness to him.
I know, he's okay. He's okay. What about the accent?
Yeah.
And then you said you judged the cover by the book.
The book
and
by
then,
the cover, yeah.
Well, I don't have any cover on you, just on your phone and going to bed with you sometimes. You know what I mean?
Not in the literal sense, obviously.
And you said he was your favourite person.
These are all my favourites, in fairness, Monica.
I know.
But Peter's had a long journey tonight to get here. You know what I mean? Peter's had a long journey to get here.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's right. Monica, you speak very quickly. Where are you from, Monica?
Well, I'm a sort of back the Killarney direction.
Oh, right, okay, Killarney, all right, okay.
Well, not exactly, but back, you know, on the road there. But I had something funny for you tonight now. It's about a woman that you took out one night and she kept ordering and you had no money. And then you were put flying through the window. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead, go on.
Right, so, and you join in with me. And another thing, too, I want to say to you, I was trying to get you there a few times. You want to slow down, people said, giving you a number because a lot of people want to get on. And you said, blah, 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 blah. You see, you talk too fast.
I talk too fast. Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
And when I say the phone number, is it?
Yeah, my daughter got it up online.
Oh, yeah, 087-188-0008. It's not that difficult to remember.
I couldn't catch.
All right, okay.
Now,
yeah, go.
Where I go now, and you're joining with me. And another thing I want to say.
So what have I to do? Is this a game, like computer play as well?
No, it's not a game. Okay. No, it's called 4 and 9.
It's called what?
More than 4 and 9 if you took a woman out, wouldn't you? But that's all you had when you took this lady out.
4 and 9. 4 and 9 is what? 29 pence, is it?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Niall took a lady out west one night. Oh my God, she gave him a fright. She started ordering all the time. But all Niall had was his 4 and 9. 4 and 9, he still has yet. Come on. 4 and 9, I never will forget. I took a lady out to dine. Oh my God, all I had was 4 and 9. She started off with loop the loop. She had the chicken and I had the soup. I saw the soup and the chicken going down her spine. Oh, Lord, will you help me with my 4 and 9? 4 and 9 he still has yet. 4 and 9 he never will forget. Don't ever take a lady out to dine. If you have nail in your pocket, only 4 and 9. She stopped it off with a fillet of steak. She put the steak across her face. I saw the steak going down her spine. Oh, Lord, I've only 4 and 9. 4 and 9, I still have yet. 4 and 9, I never will forget. Don't ever take a lady out, Nile. If all you have is 4 and 9. In came the boss and he gave me a stare. He put his leg, but I won't say where. Out through the window I went flying. I was dancing in the pavement with my 4 and 9. 4 and 9, I still have yet. 4 and 9, I never will forget. Oh, Nile, don't ever take a lady out to dine. If you have in your pocket, only 4 and 9. If you have in your pocket, only 4 and 9.
Is that it?
Noel, what's that lady's name?
Give her a round of applause, Peter, will you? God's sake, she'll keep singing if you don't.
He put his foot where I won't say where.
Is there more? There couldn't be any more. Monica's her name.
Is there nurses in your room around you anywhere?
call the nurse and tell her.
4 and 9, you'll be saying that. Hey, when you go to Belfast, you'll need more than that when you go to Belfast. Is that right?
That's right. if there is nurses around you, you need more medication, Monica.
Yeah. I'm the mother figure for you now, okay?
Oh, you're the mother figure for me. All right, okay.
If you go to Belfast and you don't have the full cover, if your Wellington's on, go into bed because you'll have a good grip in them. You know, for slipping. That rubber on there.
So you put you're just in your nip with your wellies on, is it?
Yes! And it'll stop you from slipping.
Right, okay.
And tell her put the Aspro between her knees and put down her hand in the morning and they're still there, and if it didn't, she's in trouble.
Right, okay. By the way, Deirdre from Kel says, no, Monica's a great singer and very funny. Yeah, we get her from the Chipper in Angeles.
Who said that?
Deirdre in Kells.
Oh, Kells.
Oh, hang on. She's there. Oh, Jesus, she wants to join the party. But too. We did start talking about accents. Deirdre. Oh, wait. Hold on. I just switch her on here. Hang on. Sorry, Deirdre. Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, Niall. Yeah,
go on. Join in there. So why don't you?
What about my accent?
She's a great one, Monica. I love when she's on.
I love you too.
Yeah.
I'm not like the American. I don't drive on both sides of the road, but you'd chance anything once, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you have.
No, you're great. There's no doubt about it. I enjoy you, Monica, when you're on.
Right.
And I enjoy you too. Because that's what we need right now. Because we're going to have to bloody
let's just go.
That's what you need at this time.
This is worse than the plague. We're going to have it for 3 years.
We're going, and not alone that, we could have it for longer.
I know.
I'm just listening. Ladies, just continue talking there. Actually, I'll tell you what, ladies. I'll throw you in the topic. Me and Peter will just listen to you. Okay, talk about the pandemic there. Deirdre, are you worried?
Well, the way it is, Niall, it's going to go on for years.
It is, Niall.
Don't talk to me. Talk to Deirdre, Monica.
No. But sure, we can't. Listen, we can cross our legs, but we can't cross our lines.
No, we can't do anything about it. But it's going to be a disaster. I'll tell you, it's going to be. It's this social distance. It's going to be. I don't know how they're going to plan that out.
I know.
Yeah, Monica's been practicing.
Look up on the mouth valve.
Yeah, Monica's been practicing social distance from her husband for ages.
Yeah,
but no, he can't be locked up forever.
He's in the dark house, but I've got the checkbook.
Yes,
I'll take 9 out for dinner, and I'll have more than 4 and 9.
So
I might have a redhead, no hair. It's that one in Belfast. We'll leave her alone. What's she doing down here? Tell her she's.
You leave her alone.
Tell her she's in our territory.
Deirdre.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be able to handle the social distancing?
I don't. No. It's very, very hard, Niall, so it is. It is very hard. I don't know how they're going to manage that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I feel sorry for kids and things like that can't go back to school.
I know.
If this is going to go on for years.
I know. Mm. You couldn't be sat in the pub shouting, is your husband out tonight? I'll nip in for a quickie. And no, you'll be shouting a mile away like everyone will hear you.
Like, nobody can go anywhere. We know we have a crisis. Nobody literally can go. And it's not fair on elderly people locked up. You can't lock people up forever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of suicides, Deirdre, too, my heart.
Yeah. And there will be on a serious note. Monica, talk to Deirdre there. Will you, do you like Donald Trump?
Oh, no. I like his hair, though, because I've got a kind of reddish. All I like about him is the top, not the bottom.
The colour of his skin, like?
No. No, what I don't like is he's making the rules and he's breaking them.
He's a bit orange looking, isn't he?
Yeah. You can't say one thing and do another thing. You have to either stick to your guns.
Deirdre, are you a fan of Donald Trump?
I think he's a thoroughbred agent. That's really the way he's been on. Now, I might as well say it.
4 and 9. I'd say he has more than 4 and 9. I'd say he'd be okay
agent.
When the lips goes. I'd say he's stuck in the lips.
Sorry, by the way, Deirdre, what do you think of accents? Like, Peter has a Dublin accent. Would you discriminate against people because of their accents, Deirdre?
No, I wasn't. I don't discriminate anyone. I have a Kells accent.
So I have, yeah.
Where is Deirdre from?
Yes,
I'm from County Meath, Nonica.
Oh, Meath. I'm from
Kells, County Meath.
Yeah.
I'm from the county, Limerick.
Yeah, she's not far from Cavan.
Oh, no. Cavan.
Yeah, Cavan, yeah.
And Navan. Nice. I like Cavan.
And Navan.
I like everything.
And Slane and all those.
And where are you from, Niall?
With Swords. I'm from Dublin.
Yeah, but you haven't got the double accent or such of an in-between.
Do you not think I have a double accent? Peter, do I?
No,
I have a double accent, haven't I?
Elena don't. And Ashley don't.
Yeah, 100% Dublin accent, yeah?
Yep. It's what they call a pale accent.
I thought Helena was English there at one stage.
Helena?
Yes.
Are you joking me?
No,
Helena's from Clondalkin.
She hasn't got the broad Dublin accent.
Ah, but Helena.
Yes.
Did you hear her? That was her telephone voice, right?
Hello, Monica.
Did you hear her? Did you hear the bullshit here?
No problem.
That's not the way she talks at all.
How are you today, Monica?
She was dragged up in Clondalkin. She
I
doesn't
was
talk.
Not dragged up. You rein yourself in there, Boylan.
See what I mean now? See, that's how you know she's Clondalkin. Immediately she gets aggressive and wants to start a fight.
Because you're bringing it out the worst in her. And when
you go up to
Belfast, you're all lovely and open the door and pull out the chair for her and go to the counter and nearly go into the toilet, do everything for her. But when you come down to us, you'll fire the shite at us.
Well, I think Monica's following you. I think Monica's following you.
I think she's... The word stalker is springing to mind.
Yeah, that's your back seat on the way home.
She'll be in the back of the car. But stay there for a second. Let me just go to Mary as well. You can take three there, Alina. Mary, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Mary?
I have the radio on because it'll be feedback.
Have you got... Are you there, Mary?
I'm embarrassed. Like, I don't know what to think of. Like.
Mary.
Did you have to hear it before?
Mary. No. Mary, now Mary C is listening on a 10-second delay, right? So it'll take her a couple of seconds to cop on. She's on the radio. Mary, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear us, Mary? Oh, Jesus, spare me. Hello? Is she gone?
Yeah.
Okay. Mary, can you hear me now?
I can. Jesus, I'm really nervous.
It's all right. No, we just thought you were listening to the radio on delay there. Just, I know Helena had to pick up the phone to you a couple of times. So, Mary, you used to pretend you were American.
Well, I didn't do it too many times, but I did it like 6 or 7 times, and it was just amazing, the effect. It's unreal. Like.
And why would you pretend you were American?
Well, because no one, like, what happened was I met this American girl, and she was around the same size as me. We were both big ladies.
Right.
And she was telling me, like, she couldn't get over how many people were chatting her up, because back in the States, you wouldn't have had that many people chatting her up.
Okay.
So I went to a pub with her, and I noticed, like, automatically straight away, she was having guys coming over to her, chatting to her, and I was like, what's going on
here? So they were kind of intrigued by her.
They're totally intrigued, like.
Yeah.
Jesus, I might chance this as well, you know?
Right.
So the next pub we went into, it was in Carrick and Shannon. we went up, I sat up at the counter with her and I started going, oh my God, I just totally love Irish guys. I've just so got to hook up tonight. Oh my God. And I just started doing that. And I didn't talk as much as she did, but like any time I spoke, I just kind of talk a little bit like that.
Totally like that, yeah.
And it's rad. Oh my God, the attention we got was unbelievable.
So the guys were all over you?
Yeah, because I think it's because I thought, well, she's only going to be around for like a week. I might get something handy here, you know. Then yeah. I want to hear it again.
I might get a quick one.
I might get a quick one and then she won't be plaguing me afterwards.
I need to explain that to Monica. Monica! Turn up your hearing aid there again. A quick one means a quick rattle.
Yeah.
Yes, or maybe a lucky dip or a hit and run.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. So
I did the same thing when I was in England. One time I rang up a neighbour and there was a Scotch lady living with us in the house. She was the Irish lady, I was the Scotch one. And then he sent me on a flipping photograph and all. And he said, I look better in the flesh.
Right, and did you put on a Scottish accent?
Yeah, and I'm sure... He found out after it was me because he asked around where I was living and he wouldn't speak no more.
And give us a go or a listen to your Scottish accent there.
Oh, you do all pronounce. If you do it pronounce, you do it pronounce. You do pronounce, all pronounce.
Okay. Okay, and have you done the American accent since, Mary?
What?
Have you done the American Mary?
Sorry. What?
Have you done the American accent? Mary, you have an unusual accent anyway. Where's your accent from?
Galway.
But there's a bit of a twang in there.
You think so?
Yeah, there's a bit of an Atlantic twang in it.
I know, maybe I'm trying to be posh because I'm talking to you. I wouldn't want to be talking with me real accent from where I'm from, like.
Well,
but the accent is kind of dirty. We're kind of dirty the way we talk down here.
By the way, do you think Galway people get discriminated against, say, when they go to the smoke?
I don't go to the smoke very often, but my boyfriend is from Dublin and he gets discriminated down here, so...
Oh, right, he's a blow-in.
Oh, yeah, like, because he has a Dublin accent and automatically the people kind of...
Think he's a thief.
...whistle a little bit, yeah. They kind of think, oh, this guy's going to rob us or something.
He's going to rob our car. He's a car thief. Yeah.
Is Deirdre still there?
No, Deirdre's gone, Monica.
Thank you. Another time, we'll keep in touch. We'll swap numbers. No. She's good fun, too.
Yeah, yeah. Peter... Oh, he's gone too. So, do you do any other accents, Mary?
Me?
Yeah. No, there's only one Mary.
What? Oh, sorry. I just. my boyfriend's here beside me talking to me at the same time, so I was getting confused.
Oh, this is the dub. This is the blow-in. Yeah, yeah, okay.
The blow-in, the dub, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Whereabouts in Dublin is he from, by the way? Is he a Northsider?
He's a Northsider, yeah.
Ah, stop. Yeah. Just watch your purse, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you do any other accents? Or do you think people are generally discriminated against because of their accents?
I think people sometimes make a bit of a snap judgment, all right. Mm. Yeah. But they like, you actually said yourself earlier on, well, once you get to know someone.
Yeah, but that's it. See, I'm a bit like that, but I do judge the book by the cover sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I think that happens a lot.
Yeah. I'm probably wrong. It's probably a bit snobby of me to do that, to be honest with you. But in saying that, it has stead me, you know, it served me well over the years.
Well, when I'm going to buy a car, I always make my accent a little posher and I wear my wellies.
See,
so I make out that I was just out with the horse.
Yeah, she has wellies, Monica. She has wellies.
So put the wellies on, like, and make out that I was out mucking out the horses all day.
Right, okay. That's nice. Mary, here's the question. So let's say you rang up the bank, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and you wanted to know about your account and how much money was in it and all this kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And so the guy answers the phone, or a girl, whatever. I suppose more so a guy, because I can't do a female accent. But, and he goes, oh, no, it was a starting Mary. Can you just give us the first number to your pin there?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
How are you doing, Bank of Ireland? All right, what's your bleeding account number? And just give us the first number to your pin. Would you trust him, or would you trust, hi Mary, this is Bank of Ireland, could you give me the first number of your PIN, please?
Yeah, you'd probably go with the second one there.
So we do judge people.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I know.
The American accent comes in handy if you want better service in a restaurant, too.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Must try that.
Because they automatically think, well, if she's a Yankman, she's going to tip me.
I can't really do an American. Yeah, sir, would you like to bring us over some of that wine there, buddy?
Well, it's just the end of the sentence, so you just got to lift the end of the sentence up, and then when you're finishing what you're saying, you put it down.
Okay. What about the Australian accent? That's a nice accent, isn't it?
It's kind of melodic. I haven't watched Home and Away in a while.
Let's get a few tinnies on the barbie.
You're flaming galah.
What'd you say, Helena?
Tinnies are cans.
I know, yeah. Let's get a few tinnies. Is it? No.
No, shrimp.
Shrimp on the barbie. Shrimp on the barbie. Can you do an American accent, Helena?
No, I can't. I actually can't do any accents. Every time I try, it comes out like a different country. Like if I try to do an American accent or something, it comes out.
Is out German or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you do an upper class accent?
No, that's actually really, really hard for me.
You couldn't do a merry job at it. You couldn't go off and bluff in a pub or something like that.
Oh no, they think I was off my head.
Like, there's something wrong with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I tried pretending to be Russian once when I was chatting up a fella in a nightclub years ago. And he was looking low. My name is Nikita. Hello, how are you? And I was chatting away and was doing really well. I was managing to keep it going for quite a long time. And then the fella that I know comes over and goes, oh, how are you, mate?
Go away, my name is Nikita, not Mary.
What is your fucking problem?
Mary, listen, thanks, you're a hoose. Thanks very much, Liam. Okay, see you, bye. Thanks, Monica, as well.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.